California has been trying to make advances in efforts to combat illegal cannabis in the state, recently saying officials have seized more than $540 million worth. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. The other part of that, Phil, is they're saying that's only a drop in the bucket.
It is. It's figured now that, almost 10 years since we legalized recreational marijuana in California in 2016 with the promise that it was going to bring a lot of taxes to the state and it was going to decriminalize a lot of activity, but it was also going to eliminate the illegal growing and selling of marijuana because it would now be legally available and people could just do it. Well, taxes are so high and it's so many regulations that we've sort of got the modern day equivalent of the old still in the backyard, cooking up moonshine. Only in this case, the moonshine is a multi-billion dollar operation. And yes, the $500 million in seized plants is a drop in the bucket when you consider that they're right now figuring that half the sales of marijuana in the state of California are illegal. So basically, the laws just haven't worked. The plan just hasn't worked. The illegal market is as strong or even stronger than it was before we made the switch over to recreational marijuana with the promise that it would go away.
Yeah, there must be something to that price point. It must be that much cheaper. But along with the black market comes community violence.
Yes, it does. I mean, we have community violence. We have shootouts sometimes at these grow operations as one group tries to rip off the other one. Second of all, you also have environmental damage, tremendous environmental damage for some of these grow operations illegally, especially up in the Mendocino area. But, when we think of marijuana and illegal grows, we often think of, like I said, Mendocino County up in the woods somewhere or out in Riverside County and, out in the outbacks. But right now, it's also become very much an urban situation. I mean, it may be hard to believe, but Alameda County was one of the leading counties for illegal seizures, largely on found in the warehouses along the freeway corridors. Empty warehouses become full grow houses. And, in another one, Antioch, believe it or not, is one of the leading grow operations in the Northern California. There's estimated some 200 homes out there. Been converted into grow houses. And why are they doing it? Because, as they say, there is a massive upside. You make a lot of money and a minimum downside. Because if you're caught, you're not going to face that many penalties. Very few people are going to jail or serving hard time for this. And what they're doing out in Antioch, for example, is some gangs are actually buying houses, converting them to grow houses. And if they're done or they get busted, they turn around and flip the house and sell it for a profit. It's a win-win for everybody except for the state and law enforcement or anybody trying to run a legal marijuana operation, which is still taxed and in competition with this group.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer, who's back this afternoon at 5:50.